Parliament has approved the 2015 Eurobond financing plan. The up to $1.5 billion agreement is to help in the management of liabilities and general budgetary support. The Minister of Finance, Seth Stegbe, made the request for Parliament to give a green light during his presentation of the media review budget on Tuesday. Parliamentary correspondent Augustus Okwe reports.
Government issued a similar bond in 2014 for $1 billion due to unfavorable market conditions. A planned refinancing of the 2017 Eurobond was shelved. The 2015 Eurobond is therefore designed to achieve the refinancing objectives of this year's budget. It will also provide cheaper and long-term resources for financing the budget. The anticipated money to be raised is to be used for domestic and external debt financing. Of the $1.5 billion to be realized, $1 billion will go into general budgetary support. The rest will go into liability management. Mr. Tekpe assured Parliament that the issuance of the sovereignty bond will not greatly increase the country's debt stock, as it will mostly replace liabilities that is already included in the public debt portfolio. He said the bond is expected to be redeemed between 2023 and 2026. The Deputy Minority Leader, Dominic Nitiwo, was not happy about continuous government borrowing. He said, going forward, the minority will demand detailed briefing on the impact of debt sustainability and the country's economy before endorsing to contract more loans. Mr. Nitiwo called on the Minister of Finance to brief the House on the status of money realized for the National Infrastructure Fund.